As we just heard, any plan to connect the nation to broadband will have to take on a complex set of problems. NPR's Laura Seidel visits one community that has tried to connect but can't.
Trinity County is a strikingly beautiful part of very northern California. Tall, pine-covered mountains, clear lakes and rivers filled with salmon and trout. But only around 14,000 people live here, and they don't have an easy time getting an internet connection. Burnt Ranch Elementary School is right in the middle of the county.
Last year, we paid almost $50,000 for a satellite link.
And it doesn't even work very well, says school superintendent Sarah Supahan. On top of that, the 95-student school can only afford 20 computers.
Our kids are really missing out on that kind of experience that other kids just take for granted now. I mean, you know, there are schools where kids have a laptop. And that's becoming a lot more common, and we're just glad to have enough laptops for a small group of kids to work.
Almost all of those kids only have dial-up at home, something that for most Americans is only a faint memory. But not for 11-year-old Sylvan Brandar.
My sister hooks a phone line cord to her laptop from where we plug the phones in.
So it's not easy to do schoolwork online, says 13-year-old Faith Robb.
Takes about an hour to load every page.
Her teacher, Christy Kilgore, says there are some assignments the kids can't do from home.
If they have high speed at home, they can actually reach their math book and all of the interactive lessons from home. They have a password that they can use, but it doesn't work with dial-up.
It's especially frustrating since there might be a way to connect this area. About 40 miles down the road, near the county seat of Weaverville, Daryl Forsland, the county's chief executive, stands near a post in the ground.
We're at a connection point of the AT&T fiber that runs north and south through the county.
Forsland says AT&T got a right-of-way to put its fiber into the ground here in order to connect major cities to the north and south. But he says it isn't interested in connecting his county.
AT&T has declined our offers to utilize that in the past. And it's here, and it's using our rights of way, which we get no benefit for.
A nearby local company, New Day Broadband, says it approached AT&T about paying to tap into its line to connect Trinity County. But New Day says AT&T turned down the proposal. In an email response, AT&T told NPR that the fiber that runs through Trinity is, quote, not engineered for local feeds. That claim baffles Andrew Afflerback, the director of engineering at Columbia Telecommunications. Columbia consults with rural communities around the U.S. to help bring them broadband access. He says a local provider should be able to tap into the fiber and build out into the local community.
The two potential technical arguments, one is that the cable's all used up and another that you can't touch it, those are essentially technically not valid. Whatever reason that exists is not a technical reason.
And it's not limited to Trinity County or AT&T, says Matt Polka, the president of the American Cable Association, which represents small cable providers around the country.
Larger companies are interested in controlling their marketplaces, and they're not interested in encouraging competition.
Polka also says the major telecoms and cable providers have no financial incentive to build broadband into rural counties.
Their businesses are oftentimes focused on more urban, densely populated areas. And frankly, you know, they just don't put the time or the resources into smaller markets. And consequently, those markets get left behind.
Many analysts believe the only way to get broadband access to everyone in this country is for the Federal Communications Commission to help finance a build-out. Trinity County Chief Executive Daryl Forsland looks back to the New Deal Rural Electrification Project.
They basically came in with federal funds to extend power out to the rest of the county. But without that kind of federal help in those days, we would probably still have a lot of places that didn't have electricity.
For now, the FCC's National Broadband Plan recommends tapping into the Universal Service Fund, which currently subsidizes phone service to rural and low-income areas. But the commission will not try to require big telecommunications companies to open up access to their existing lines. Susan Crawford, who now teaches law at the University of Michigan, was part of the Obama FCC transition team.
With heat, water, gas, and electric, there was always a tradition of the state being involved and a great deal of state intervention. We don't have that tradition with telecommunications in this country. Most other countries do.
Right now, the United States is number 15 among industrialized nations in terms of access to broadband. And even using the Universal Service Fund won't get broadband to many rural areas for a decade. For Trinity County, that's a long time to wait. The current class at Burnt Ranch Elementary will be out of college, and Trinity is losing jobs, says County Executive Daryl Forsland.
With the loss of the timber industry and the kind of slowdown of the tourism, I mean, what's where we're at with the economy right now, a broadband environment up here, I think, would be the kind of thing that will basically secure our economic future. And without it, it becomes really a question of whether a county like this can actually survive.
The FCC says its national broadband plan is not final. It expects input from Congress and the public. Community leaders like Forsland will have a lot to say. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.